Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday afternoon, Arcata police were dispatched to the 800 block of G Street on reports of a disturbance. They were advised that a woman had kicked and injured a small child. The woman is 28-year-old Molly Barnes, a transient, had been subdued by the child's father and was then taken into custody by officers. The child was a 16-month-old girl, and she was taken to Mad River Hospital by ambulance. The child suffered moderate injuries in the assault. She was treated at the hospital emergency department and released. Barnes was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for felony battery, child abuse, willfully causing corporal injury, and other charges. During the course of the investigation, officers learned that just prior to the incident on G Street, Barnes had damaged vehicles at the City of Arcata Intermodal Transit Facility on 9th Street. Damage was over $400. Hoopaw Tribal Police, with assistance from the Sheriff's Office, arrested 28-year-old Hoopaw resident Todd Schutler. And as a search of his residence was being conducted, officers found two homemade explosive devices, which led to a call for the sheriff's bomb disposal unit. Schutler was in the house with his 5-year-old son when officers arrived to arrest him on a felony warrant from Trinity County. They quickly evacuated everyone from the residence while bomb disposal technicians went to work. The two homemade pipe bombs were determined to be live, and deputies utilizing a robot rendered both devices safe before they were removed. Schutler was arrested, booked into county jail on several charges, and child welfare services were called in to care for the child. The sheriff's office was called to assist the U.S. Marshal's office and the Hoopaw Tribal Police in the search for wanted parolee at large, George Marshall, age 50. Officers arrived at a residence on Tishtang Road owned by 56-year-old Francine Lewis, and Marshall was found in a bedroom at the location. Officers also spotted a loaded rifle that Lewis claimed was her property, and it was later discovered that the rifle was reported as stolen. Lewis was arrested for possession of stolen property, booked into county jail, and released. Marshall was arrested for parole violation and remains in jail without bail. Reporter Dan Squire takes a look at a bill that's on its way to becoming a law. It targets marijuana growers. Here's Dan with more.
Assemblyman Wes Chesbro has authored a bill that would crack down on illegal marijuana growers or meth producers who pollute public lands or property with their cultivation and production techniques. AB 2284 would increase the penalties for the illegal diversion of waterways, littering, and other actions that degrade the environment. Chesbro said in a statement that pollution is not the only danger for those who want to enjoy public forest, but that, in addition, violence and the threat of violence is making it increasingly dangerous for those who work in the woods and those who go there to hike, hunt, or fish on public forest lands. Chesbro's bill has passed out of committee and heads to the full assembly.
Thanks, Dan. More KIN's news. It's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
A bill that would place a cap on the salaries of state employees is headed to the state Senate after making it out of committee yesterday. SB 1368 would cap state employee salaries at no higher than what the governor makes, just over $173,000 per year. State Senator Jill Anderson, who authored the bill, says that more than 9,000 state employees make far more than the governor and far more than the national average for their positions. Anderson went on to say it's one more way to help close the state's $9 billion deficit. The Eureka Little League Field, Highland Park, located at Highland and Glen Streets in Eureka, is getting a makeover, and Old Town Rotary has lent its fundraising prowess to the project. On Saturday, Old Town Rotary will present a $10,000 check to Eureka Little League, and the money will be used to upgrade the field in preparation for the league hosting the regional tournament this summer. In addition to the money, local businesses have donated time and materials to make the improvements, and the folks at Redwood Fields and Cutton have given Eureka Little League a scoreboard. And the City of Eureka has also lent a hand in the project, which will add the scoreboard, a temporary scorer's booth, and a new backstop. Mike Duncan, who's on the field committee, says Old Town Rotary's donation is a huge help and will soak up most of the outstanding cost of getting the upgrades completed. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.